anxious to get started on a communal building project? Not so fast. First, acknowledge and feel the shame of your past sins. Then we'll talk blueprints. No building without repentance, teaches Ezekiel in the Haftarah for Tetzaveh.
Welcome to the Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
Now you, O mortal, describe the temple to the house of Israel, and let them measure its design. But let them be ashamed of their iniquities. When they are ashamed of all they have done, make known to them the plan of the temple in its layout, its exits and entrances, its entire plan, and all the laws and instructions pertaining to its entire plan. Write it down before their eyes, that they may faithfully follow its entire plan and all its laws. Such are the instructions for the temple on top of the mountain. The entire area of its enclosure shall be most holy. Thus far the instructions for the temple. And these are the dimensions of the altar. In cubits, where each is a cubit and a handbreadth. The trench shall be a cubit deep and a cubit wide, with a rim one span high around its edge. And the height shall be as follows. From the trench in the ground to the lower ledge, which shall be a cubit wide, 2 cubits. From the lower ledge to the upper ledge, which shall likewise be a cubit wide, 4 cubits. And the height of the altar hearth shall be 4 cubits, with 4 horns projecting upward from the hearth. 4 cubits. Now the hearth shall be 12 cubits long and 12 broad, square, with 4 equal sides. Hence the upper base shall be 14 cubits broad with 4 equal sides. The surrounding rim shall be 0.5 cubit high, and the surrounding trench shall measure 1 cubit. And the ramp shall face east. Then he said to me, O mortal, thus said Adonai Elohim, these are the directions for the altar on the day it is erected, so that burnt offerings may be offered up on it, and blood dashed against it. You shall give to the Levitical priests who are of the stock of Tzadok, and so eligible to minister to me, declares Adonai Elohim, a young bull of the herd for the purification offering. You shall take some of its blood and apply it to the 4 horns of the altar, to the 4 corners of the base, and to the surrounding rim. Thus you shall purify it and purge it. Then you shall take the bull of purification offering and burn it in the designated area of the temple, outside the sanctuary. On the following day you shall offer a goat without blemish as a purification offering, and the altar shall be purified with it, just as it was purified with the bull. When you have completed the ritual of purification, you shall offer a bull of the herd without blemish and a ram of the flock without blemish. Offer them to Adonai, let the priests throw salt on them, and offer them as a burnt offering to Adonai. Every day, for 7 days, you shall present a goat of purification offering, as well as a bull of the herd and a ram of the flock. You shall present unblemished ones. 7 days they shall purge the altar and purify it. Thus shall it be consecrated. And when these days are over, then from the 8th day onward, the priests shall offer your burnt offerings and your offerings of well-being on the altar. And I will extend my favor to you, declares Adonai Elohim.
You've been listening to the Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat shalom, and thanks for listening.